Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie, and you might remember my next guest. We spoke to him a couple of months ago about his movement called I Spark Change. His name is Rick Arnalis, and I have him back on the line now, all the way from Texas, to tell us about his latest initiative. You're very welcome to the show this morning, Rick.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back on Spirit Radio.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I know you've been really, really busy running iSpark Change, and that's probably got your plate really, really full. And now I saw on social media last week that you're issuing a challenge on TikTok this month. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we started promoting what we call the Level Up Your Life Challenge, and it's specifically geared towards Gen Z, and I'll tell you why in a second, but first off, the Level Up Your Life Challenge, it is a three-day challenge. It's actually going to be a three-day live virtual event. It will run for 3 hours, 1 hour each day, but it begins on Monday, June 14th, runs through the 16th, and it's a chance for Gen Z to really get connected to their emotions and help gain control of their emotions and their relationships. And the reason we targeted Gen Z is because they have been hit the hardest, statistically speaking, of any generation in the past year with anxiety, depression, isolation, stress. And statistics show they're just, more stressed than any generation. It's crazy because you think back to, I think back to a million years ago when I was that age. And I think, that's supposed to be a really fun time. And that should not be, you shouldn't really have a care in the world, at that time.
Yeah, you should be enjoying life, really, For the listeners out there that are wondering, who the heck is Gen Z? Tell us a little bit, but what is that age category?
Thank you for asking to clarify, because, sometimes the numbers are different depending where you look, but it's generally individuals that run from anywhere from about 13 to about 28, so it's like a 15 year age range
spectrum there.
And the ones we're really targeting are that 18 to 28 range for our challenge, just to make sure that they are adults and they can get a better handle on their emotions.
Yeah, you were saying you really think this particular age group has struggled, and you mentioned a few things that you think they're struggling with. I mean, I have to agree with you. I do think this age group probably has been affected the most, because life should be carefree and fun and normal at this stage. So how is that playing out in their lives? What are you seeing the result of that struggle that they're having? How is that playing out in their daily lives?
Well, it's playing out in a few different ways, and the first biggest impact and the difference, I would say, from other generations to now is that Generation Z is the digital generation. They're the first generation that has grown up completely online, completely on social media, completely in a connected world. And that connection can be fantastic. You have access to information, and that's all great. What happens is that 55% of them spend 6 hours a day or more on their smartphone. And 29% spend 10 hours a day or more.
Wow.
So that constant input of information, it's overload.
It's not good for it. I think that would be stressful and producing anxiety. Is that why you think this age range is they are an anxious age? I've read that in the papers.
Yes, and it's because it's a constant information overload where you're getting a lot of negative information, and you see everything in the world, and it can be anything. It's racial tension, gun violence, school shootings, political unrest, all those things. Now all of a sudden it is right in your head. It's not like, oh, that's on the other side of the world, that doesn't affect me. No, it affects them all day, for hours, every day. That's why it has an impact.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you're trying to target. This challenge runs over 3 days, like you said, for an hour per session. What sort of topics will you be covering?
So we will be covering their emotions, looking at getting in touch with their emotions. Day one is all about them. So day one is basically all about you, the individual. What are your emotions? What have you been feeling? Why have you been feeling these things? Where are these emotions coming from? Really getting in touch with your feelings and emotions. And then day two is all about others. So it's how do your emotions impact the others around you, and how do others' emotions impact you?
Good.
And relating to them and some communication techniques. And on day one, we'll have some techniques to manage those emotions. And then day three, it's really putting it all together and the impact of, okay, we've given you some techniques to gain control of your emotions. We've given you some techniques to understand relationships and interact with others. Now, how can you put that all together, and what's that going to look like moving forward? And we'd like to continue work and offer, you know, longer term coaching, if you will, and different types of things for individuals. But this is just the start. We want to continue to have these, and this is just the first one that we want to do.
Brilliant. So it's an initiative that will continue going in the future. How can people get involved? I know there's tons of people around the globe. This is really for anybody. Everybody's been affected by this over the last year and a bit. And so, like, it's relevant in America. It's relevant in Ireland, in England, in Australia, everywhere, in Europe, everywhere. So tell people how they can get more information on the course and what's involved, what's the cost and all of that.
They just need to go to levelupchallenge.net. So just www.levelupchallenge.net, and there they'll see all the information about the course. They can register. We've made it a very low price point that honestly doesn't even cover our costs, but we just want to make it accessible. So it's $29 US to register for the 3-day course. And then there's a Facebook group that they'll be a part of, a private Facebook group that they'll be a part of. We will have, as you mentioned, TikTok. We will have little bits of it on TikTok Live. So there will be parts of it, not the whole thing, because, you know, we want to respect the people that have registered. But there'll be bits of it on social media, so on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. But the others will be in a private, you know, Zoom environment, and they'll be able to connect with others from anywhere.
Brilliant. Sure. What a great initiative, Rick. Thanks so much for coming on and encouraging young people and giving them a platform to come to where they can exchange ideas and help each other and learn how to move forward and in a positive, positive way. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, Jackie. It's been a pleasure, and I really hope that, you know, this reaches some people and we can get some more folks that registered. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. That's Rick Ornelas. He is from iSpark Change talking to us today about the Level Up Challenge. You can go to levelupchallenge.net, Facebook or TikTok, and look up iSpark Change. Get involved. I mean, this will be the best money spent in a long time, cheaper than a night out. And you can get some real practical tips for understanding your emotions, recognizing feelings, and awareness and communication with others. It's just, I think, the business, and I hope loads of you out there are going to sign up for that.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.